If you had any eyes, too, you bought eyes.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you how many years it's been since they started making refrigerators.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. They drank buttermilk. I never did care anything about buttermilk. But I'm thinking to tell you something that sounds like a terrible tale, but it's facts. My father, when I was a little boy, and we lived down in Clay County before we moved up here, had an old colored man that worked for him by the name of Tim. For Tim had little short legs and he walked with sticks. But he weighed better than 200 pounds and he was one of the stoutest, strongest men that I've ever seen in my life in his arms. And old Tim, my father, long in those days, they'd go to the woods and take an axe and they'd cut green oak wood, pole wood, and haul that wood out and have it in piles. Well, there'd be load after load there, and old Tim would take a box and sit down on it and take an axe. And he'd reach over and he'd get him a pole of that wood. He'd put it down there and he'd start cutting wood. He'd cut just as much wood as any two men you've ever seen. And that old man he'd go to walk. He's just about like this. And he eat at my mama's a lot of time. And old Tim would sit down there and drink a half a gallon of buttermilk and the mistress, she cooked that old nigger there one day 42 fried eggs. And he eat 42 fried eggs and drank, I know it was that half gallon of buttermilk, and on top of that he eat some meat and bread with it, you know.
42.
Now listen, this is true. All right, he said he'd bet anybody $5 he'd eat another dozen and a half and make it 60. Make 5 dozen. And my father used to. He'd go to Wesley Chapel Church at night, and we had little old children there, and that old nigger sat down there on the front porch and swing his feet off, and he'd have him a stick in his hand. He said, "Now, old miss, you just go on to bed. You need a word. Nobody's not going to bother you." And my daddy knew it was so. So I heard Papa tell about one time.
When he said miss, he meant your mother?
Yeah, my mama, don't you see?
Okay. And he called her old miss?
Old miss, see? And so my father, he had a fellow there one time and he was building a chimney on the house, and old Tim was out there and he was mixing up the mortar for the man, and the colored fella got talking mighty bad to old Tim. He says, "Let me tell you one thing, nigger." He says, "You come down here," he says, "I'm gonna give you the blamedest beating you ever told it." And so this colored man on the house says, "Well," says, "you may think you can whip me, but," says, "I'm